we've been looking at what's beyond cash, cryptocurrency, digital payments, and more in this month's All Tech Considered. Today, there are more mobile payment apps than ever. Zelle, Apple Pay, Square Cash. But just one doubles as a social network. NPR's Daniela Cheslow explains how Venmo has changed relationships.
When copywriter Kelly Johnson moved to Los Angeles, she didn't tell her parents she'd be living with her boyfriend. Johnson grew up in Bakersfield, a couple hours' drive north.
Very conservative, very religious. My parents as well.
In LA, she pays the rent, and her boyfriend chips in his half on Venmo.
When he did it, he put it in the memo line. The month plus like the little house emoji. And that's how my mom saw.
Her mom uses Venmo too. Johnson was busted. I shared that story with Richard Krohn, a payments expert.
That reinforces our findings. The number one use case is paying rent.
He estimates about 39 million people use Venmo, which is owned by PayPal. The company didn't confirm. Here's how it works. You use Venmo to pay or request money from other people on the app. It's usually linked to your bank account. Every transaction has a memo line, and there are emoji for things you pay for, like pizza or wine or rent. But these memos and emoji are public by default, so you can see how your friends spend money and what they're asking others to pay for. Krohn says that visibility can be a perk.
You want to pay it socially so everybody knows that you're not a deadbeat and you've met your obligation.
PayPal CEO Dan Schulman says Venmo is the app for a generation that grew up on social media. And he says the public feed is the essence of the app. Here he is on CNBC.
It's really a social experience. Like, you do a payment, you tag it, you put an emoji next to it, you share it with your friends.
$19 billion changed hands over the app just between October and December of last year. That's up 80% from the previous year. Not everyone knows others are seeing their payments. The Federal Trade Commission last year demanded that Venmo make it clear to customers that these transactions are public. Venmo says it never posts the amount of the transaction, and anyone can make their payments private. Private or not, the app has made it easy to give cash instantly. We heard from a woman in Baltimore. She picked up a $350 grocery bill for a friend who forgot her wallet but Venmoed the money immediately. A man in San Francisco told us he Venmos birthday money to his friends for a round of drinks. But others notice when it's so easy to split a bill, it becomes an expectation.
I'm definitely less generous when I go out with my friends.
Matthew Massoud studies aerospace engineering at the University of Cincinnati. He says via Skype that he went out to dinner at a restaurant that wouldn't split the check. So he just paid for everyone. And then he sent out Venmo requests.
One of my friends ordered pasta dish, I believe. And that one was like $13.
Before Venmo, Massoud said he would have just taken care of the whole bill. And next time, someone else would. If Venmo has changed Massoud's habits, it doesn't seem to have changed Kelly Johnson. Even after her mom discovered the live-in boyfriend, Johnson says she didn't change her privacy settings.
No, I haven't.
Are you kidding?
I have nothing to hide now.
Daniela Cheslow, NPR News, Washington.